This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 58 minutes. We've now had loss of contact, radio contact, with Al Worden aboard Endeavour as he's gone around the corner of the moon on the 27th revolution. And we've said goodnight to the crewmen aboard both spacecraft. Actually, Worden will not be beginning his rest period until about 133 hours on the 29th revolution. However, on the next revolution, the 28th, he will be configured for the bistatic radar test, which uses the command module S-band and VHF communication systems to reflect radio frequency energy off the surface of the moon. This reflected energy, when received by the proper instruments on Earth, will provide information on the surface features of the moon, such characteristics as the lunar surface roughness, the shape of the surface, thickness of the regolith, and also some information on surface electrical properties. So we do not expect to hear from Al Worden until the end of his 7-hour sleep period tomorrow. Shortly before saying good night to Irwin and Scott aboard Falcon, we received from them a crew status report. They reported having taken no medication. And Scott said they both had recharged both of the portable life support systems, and that both systems had taken the charge well. Said they were done for the day and would be rolling up the shades in the lunar module, getting some sleep. We did discuss with them a point that had come up earlier in the evening, the leakage of water from a broken bacterial filter on the LEM water nozzle. Previously, when asked by the crew about this, the LEM systems engineer did not see any significant decrease in the water quantity as a result of this leak. However, on a more thorough review of the data and plotting out a chart of it, it appeared that about 25 pounds had been lost. We queried Scott about this, and he confirmed that the water was coming from the nozzle in a fairly steady stream, which would account for the loss that we've apparently seen. The evaluation at the present time is that this will put us a little closer to the red lines on the total water needed to complete the mission, but still puts us comfortably above them. So we would not expect this to have any effect on the mission. We said goodnight to Scott and Irwin at 130 hours, 57 minutes, and we do not expect to hear from them until the end of their rest period. At 131 hours, 1 minute, this is Apollo Control, Houston.